This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, it's got another hour of conversation. This is the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, who had a minor exchange with a major person last night, and it was the end of the night, and she said, I can't get up in the morning at 3. So it's okay. Victoria and I can handle it well with the talent of Kara. Wow. We have really talented people here. Talk about exciting things. How many people have taken advantage of the DJV special telephone line this week? How many of you have called in to give us your opinion on religious holidays? And whether or not you are making time to spend time with your family? Is it a priority? Yes or no? That was the question this week. And after you answer either yes or no when you dial 800-282-2333, then there are some very special offers that are given to you as a participant in this thing. You get the chance to, you can listen to any number of things. I don't know how many there are. I mean, if you've gone through this, Victoria, or not, I think there are half a dozen things or more that are up there every week, and they change. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool stuff. So I took advantage of the back brace to help me out when I'm driving the tractor this summer on the farm. There's special offers for all kinds of things. Health offers, special entertainment offers, that kind of thing. And you take the quiz first, just for fun. 800-282-2333, and press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Get yourself ready and go, go, go. 800-282-2333 about religious holiday. How many people are working today? I expect today is going to be a soft day, traffic-wise. I have to go catch a plane in a couple of hours, and I'm sort of planning, as I usually do, down to the minute, down to the second, to get to the airport and get on the plane on time. This day will usually, I think I saw a stat one. This is how they do, by the way, in California, especially Los Angeles, San Francisco. They have this thing so computerized, they can tell you down to the nth second where the traffic will be, how bad it'll be, and in this case, it's based on what's happened in the past on sort of quasi-holidays like this is not an official holiday. Good Friday is not. It's like Monday in Boston. The marathon gets run. It's Patriots Day. It's only a holiday in Massachusetts. It's a regular holiday. And the marathon, therefore, gets run. And this year there seems to be a lot of interest, although it's been, 3 years since the bombing? The Boston Marathon bombing, I think it was 3 years ago.
Has it been 3 years?
May even have been 4.
I felt like it was longer, yeah.
Well, I remember it more dramatically because I had been on the phone with Meredith, and she was standing in that place where the bombing took place and then walked up a couple of blocks and turned around and saw the bomb go off. So, that kind of stuff sort of, it wraps you around the story. There are always these things that may affect everybody to a little bit, but then you get involved in them. Like the people who are in Chicago this week, who are in the airport or at the United desk when all of this fiasco was going on. They were affected more than anybody else by it. We've all been affected to a point, I don't know, other than conversationally. And now the latest wrinkle on this is that he may have gotten on the plane, and then he got off the plane, then he got back on the plane again. I'm not sure how. There's so many rumors, so many things being floated around by both sides to try to jockey them into position.
Yeah.
And what happens on the side of the legal experts is they try to taint the, you know, are you going to be able to find a jury of your peers that don't have some opinion on this? How can you find anybody anywhere that won't have some kind of a spin, and most of it negative, about what happened to this guy? And that's one of the reasons it'll never get to court. Never, ever will this thing see a courtroom.
If United is smart, they won't let it get that far.
I'll bet you this will be settled in 2 or 3 weeks. Hmm. It'll be in, out, they'll present, you know, they have all this stuff, and if they're smart, they just make it all go away. And
well, I mean, the bad PR, and I was just telling Kara during the break. I was looking on Twitter, and people are still spreading around that he's the professional poker player who was trading sex for drugs, and I mean, it's the wrong guy, and they're perpetuating this fake news that obviously was started by someone on the spin team for United. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, beyond that, I mean, you know, what else can you do? The incident happened, and it has nothing to do with his background, even though that isn't the right guy.
Right.
But
yeah.
Still, even if it was that guy, what does that have to do with the way he was treated?
But yesterday at the press conference, did you notice that a lot of members of the press were trying to dig into his work background, his history, when he came to this country, which is all irrelevant. What does that got to do with what was the actual event at the airport on Sunday night? It wasn't.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah. Okay. So the most important thing other than Good Friday, the religious holidays, Easter this weekend, is that your tax return, or at least the money that you owe in federal taxes, has to be in the hands of the feds by midnight April 15th.
It's the 18th this year.
Yep,
they pushed it back. Yeah, they pushed
it
back.
Yeah, it's Tuesday the 18th. Yeah.
Tuesday the 18th, mostly because Massachusetts has a holiday on Monday the 17th. So, okay, let's make it Tuesday the 18th for everybody. So what does that mean? Have you got your tax form filled out and filed, Victoria?
We spoke to our accountant yesterday, and I still have to sign mine, but it's done.
So you have an individual.
Lewis both did his already.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
we can't
file together yet.
After you marry, will you file together or separately?
Oh, yeah. No, together. Sure.
You will. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sometimes it's not smart to do that under this. The tax code is crazy, and we all hear the story.
Well, then to answer your question, I don't know. So that'll be up to our CPA, whatever he feels is best then.
Yeah. I think that there are reasons to file together and reasons not to file together under the circumstance. Depends on who's got what. And then again, a good CPA is going to figure that out. At any rate, there are a lot of people who are planning to protest this weekend. Around the country, there are protests. And instead of them all being focused on what is being done with the tax money, that's always been my focus. People forget what goes on. There's an organization that focuses on how tax money is wasted. And every year, hundreds of jillions of billions of dollars is wasted. So what's going to be the focus this week? I'm not going to protest. We'll protest in 150 cities, including Washington, New York, Boston, San Francisco, West Palm Beach. They're going to have in West Palm Beach, they're calling it March-a-Lago. They're going to protest, march up and down in front of Trump's house on Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach. And the protest is about his tax returns and why he hasn't made them public.
There was something that came out this week. Well, every president's done it, so I mean.
So what?
Okay, I know. But I'm just saying, that's why other people feel like it's, you know, he's hiding something. Nah. But now he has to be audited because all presidents get audited. So it's going to have to eventually come out.
Yeah.
Because that's just how
the
IRS works.
So on Easter weekend, would you spend your time protesting Donald Trump and why he hasn't made his tag? Would you do that?
No.
No.
I have a life.
Would you do that, Kara?
I also have a life, occasionally. This weekend, yeah. I do.
Hello. Thank you. Get a life.
I'm more interested in protesting with the animal rights people who say stop buying, you know, live bunny rabbits for your children. Like our pet expert Warren Eckstein said earlier this week that, you know, that the day after Easter, all the bunnies get returned and, you know, they don't.
Or eaten.
Well, no one boils a bunny.
I remember, I had a farm in a central Massachusetts town for about 10 years. And I rented it out to a couple who, unbeknownst to me, was raising bunnies and killing them and using them as meat. And I happened to go to the farm one day when they were doing that. I threw them out. I said, make sure you're packed up and out of here. Fortunately, I had a 30-day, you know, a clause in the contract. I saw that, and I was horrified. Because I just, whether, you know, you mentioned, or I mentioned, and then a couple of other people mentioned my naivete after last week. The PETA people online had that video of what happens when a cow gets slaughtered. Mm-hmm. And how horror, heinous that is. And I just, you know, maybe I am naive. People have to eat to say that.
How can you be naive for being appalled at something like that? I don't understand how people could say that.
Because that's the way of the world. People have to eat, I'm told. People have to eat. So what would you keep people from eating?
I haven't had beef since I was probably 12.
No, I haven't had it either.
And that's my choice, and I'm fine. Yeah.
And I remember the first night I had dinner with Meredith, I think she ordered a steak. And I said...
You're really like, well, this isn't going to go far.
Well, wasn't that? It was kind of fun. And I didn't, I actually just thought about it the other day. How, I don't think from that point to this year, I ever had another piece of meat. As I said, I don't eat my, you eat steak, and I get into that thing. And I think it sounds probably, to people that don't know me, pretty judgmental. That, okay, so who the hell are you to tell me? And I wasn't telling, I was just saying, I don't eat meat because the cows are my friends, and I don't eat my friends. Plus, I like meat, I'm pretty good for you. Even though Jack Stockwell and I argue about that all the time. You've got to have protein in your body.
Well, so yes, you do, but there are a lot of other sources of protein.
Getting protein. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Cookies are a good place.
Oh, boy. You and the cookies.
I had a, yesterday I had a relapse, I have to admit. I was in a store, I got a special protein drink, and they had special non-gluten everything, non-sugar, non... these big, huge chocolate chip cookies. So I brought a few of them home.
Was it good?
Well, I've had a little chunk of a couple of them. And I think I'm going to bring, on the plane, I'll bring one of them with me to chew on while I'm on the plane. I'm going up to Salt Lake for the day. So I'll have them for breakfast. And then Jack will give me something good for lunch. And I'll have another one for dinner when I get back here.
Jack will make you eat raw eggs or whatever. Smoothie.
Life and those raw eggs. Blah! God, that stuff's awful. All right, let's talk about health in a different way. Super Beats, super, super, super Beats. You were just cleaning your glass as you were mixing your Super Beats.
Yep, so every morning.
You take it at the same time every day, and it does the same thing in the same way every day. It's very reliable, isn't it? The effect of Super Beats.
I love it. I've given up coffee, and I've replaced my daily caffeine habit with
Super Beats. See how much better off you are for being here with me. I shouldn't even pay you. You're the things that you've been exposed to since you've been on this program have made your life marvelous, wonderful, extended your life perhaps for decades. Wow.
I can't wait. Since I'm no longer going to be paid in this scenario, I'm glad I'm going to live longer and not get paid longer. That's great. You might want to work on your sales pitch there.
Thank you very much. Healthy blood flow is my sales pitch for Super Beats. That's it. It should be important to you. It's important to most other people who have a thought about what their life is going to be like and how to extend it. You need healthy blood pressure. And drinking good-for-you superfoods helps feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system, boost your stamina, your energy at the core. And that's what you want. Healthy blood flow, getting your blood pressure where it needs to be, and keep it there. So, you want to get on the Super Beats program, just like Kara? Just like Victoria, just like me, call 800-655-4183. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beats. You get free shipping, too, plus the money-back guarantee. DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183 to get in on the program for a long and healthy and happy life. Super Beats, 800-655-4183. 4183 or order at DougLikesBeats.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Picture of Ed Sheeran yesterday. Matter of fact, I was in an office. I was in a doc. What was that yesterday? I was in an office someplace yesterday. And I picked up a People magazine, and there were two pictures of Ed Sheeran with another lady. And the question was, tell us what's different about one picture and the other. I don't know if you've seen that or not in People magazine this week. Did you see it?
I didn't see this week, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you look at it. He looks like a cartoon character. I've never seen a picture of him before. He does kind of, doesn't he? A little bit?
I guess I could see that.
Right. So anyway, the difference between one picture and another is he was wearing sort of a necklace in one, and the other one he didn't have that on. Otherwise, everything was the same. It kind of reminds me of those. Have you seen those exercises on the...
Yeah, where you have to find the missing thing.
Find the number. Right. Wow. Find the number 250 was yesterday. And it's pretty easy to find if you've got a good
mind. I didn't know that People magazine was doing that now. Brain teasers. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Anyway, the focus here is not on People magazine, but Ed Sheeran, who has done a video called Galway Girl. Is that what this is? That's what the song is we're playing.
Yep.
And this
he went to Galway in Ireland to film the music video for his Irish folk meets hip-hop track. He thanked the town's wonderful people for their help. He collaborated with the Irish band, is it Bioga? How do you pronounce that?
I think it's Bioga, yeah.
Bioga. He gave him the track. It's kind of folksy. Listen to this. Crank it up, Kara, for a second. You can hear all that. Kind of like the, what are those, what's the singing group, the Celtic women that are on PBS yep. all the time?
Yeah, Celtic women, yeah.
Feels like that a little bit, too.
Yeah, it has an authentic Irish sound to it,
good.
Which is
they're
what
nice.
He wanted to do.
Yeah. They shot on various locations, made sure to stop by the local pub to film a few scenes. His fans got a bit of a peek of what the video is going to look like. He's very popular in Ireland, I'm guessing, and all over the British Isles. Thank the people of Galway for the visit on his Instagram post saying, quote, thank you to Galway and all the wonderful people in it for helping us shoot this music video. Ah, there you go, Galway. Good. So that's good. Nice. Something sweet. Something sweet. All right, so we go from the good, the positive, to yet another dead rocker this morning. This would be the story of Johnny Cash is much more than a rocker, and so are his people. But Bob Wooten, his guitarist, died at the age of 75. He was, for 30-plus years, the Johnny Cash backup band's main guitar player. So when you hear, this is Johnny Cash's guitar, but whatever you hear in the background is Bob Wooten playing guitar. He was 75. After hearing Cash's I Walk the Line, he taught himself how to mimic Carl Perkins playing on the early country music. This was 1956. And then 10 years later in Tulsa, where Wooten was working as a truck driver and a bartender, he saw Cash perform live at Kane's Ballroom. He was determined to play in Cash's band. So he traveled, listen to this for a great American story. He traveled to Arkansas to see Cash perform, but a rainstorm left the Cash band members, like Carl Perkins and Marshall Grant, unable to make the gig. So his girlfriend asked June Carter Cash if Wooten could sit in with Johnny and his drummer, where he then put Johnny Cash right on right back in the seat. Wow, this guy's fabulous. So then Cash invited him to join the tour, and he served in Cash's band till 1997 when Cash retired. He was in the San Quentin Live album. Was on ABC's Johnny Cash show. So, a moment.
I didn't know Johnny Cash had a show. That's cool.
Yeah, he did. A variety show on ABC in the 60s. Bob Wooten passing away at 76.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Hey, chew on this. You know, puppies go through a teething stage just as human babies do. And like a human baby, a puppy's first set of tiny, sharp teeth are temporary. At approximately 4 months of age, his permanent teeth start cutting through his gums, causing swelling, inflammation, and of course, pain. The puppy will chew on virtually anything he can get a hold of in order to relieve his pain, including you. Now, if it was a human child, people would run to the drugstore and they'd get a frozen teething ring for the child to play with. Well, I'm not recommending a frozen teething ring, but here's what I am recommending. What I'd like you to do is take some of the dog's favorite toys, get those puppy toys, put them in the freezer, put a little cheese whiz on them or a little drop of peanut butter for flavor, keep those in the freezer. And when the dog is really, really mouthy, when the dog's mouth seems to really hurt him, give him one of the frozen toys to play with. It works on the same principle as a frozen teething ring. It will help soothe the gums and make the dog feel a whole lot better when he's teething. And you know what? Chances are you'll have both pairs of shoes when you go to put them on. Oh, more next time.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So, about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs up, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit Geico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friday, April 14th, Spawnus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV. Let's try that again, Doug. The DJV Experience. Yes, it's Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer has the day off. Today is a strange day astrologically. I was just looking at my horoscope for today. There's almost no transit that you love more, Scorpio, than when the moon is in your sign. So the moon is in Scorpio today, and you'll come out on top in all areas with the moon in your corner. So I then sort of wafted back into what happens because we're in a Mercury retrograde situation, and so you sort of flash back a little bit into the history of our world, our country. Abraham Lincoln was killed on this date in 1865. The Titanic sank on this date in 1912. Do I have to go any further? Go back in history. What's happened in your life? Do you remember what your life was like a year ago? Oh, your life was miserable, Victoria, because you hadn't started on this program yet.
No, I had started.
Oh, you had? Oh, so your life was wonderful then.
The day after, the Monday, the day after Easter Sunday was the first show that I did with you and Rich.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I guess probably around this time, maybe like mid to late April, I guess, we officially signed up to be friends.
Wow. How about them apples?
Yeah.
So, and also, it is the end of Bill O'Reilly's career on Fox. People say,
is it
what?
Really?
I think he's done.
I kind of feel that way, too, but that might be wishful thinking because I don't like him.
Well, I don't have, I think the guy's a pig and is arrogant. But he's done a lot. He did great radio. I thought his radio show was actually quite good. And his television stuff is entertaining. How he is, you see, this is where you separate, or where we used to separate, and I'm not sure that this was all good. Today, you can sort of separate things out, good or bad. Do people lose their job because they do a bad job, or do they lose their job because of ancillary things that they do that don't really affect their job? For example, Bill O'Reilly, who is a sexist pig, got away with all kinds of things at Fox, and there were rumors about him. He used to be a news guy, a news anchor in Boston, and he did Inside Edition for years, and there were all kinds of rumors about him then. Mm. But the rumors became more, and he's got a couple of wives that just left him because he was so tough on him. And one wonders whether
he was a cheater, I think, was the
male Irish in him, or you know, whatever it is, he thinks that the world revolves around him. At any rate, I'm more than 50-50 thinking that he's not coming back. Mm. And once again, they have to buy, because he just signed another contract for a lot of dough. So if they don't want him back again, because the advertisers won't support the program because of the act. See, this is something that wouldn't have happened 30, 40, 50 years ago. Just wouldn't have. But now, and so, is it good or not good? Are we going to miss the talents of Bill O'Reilly that we may have enjoyed because of something that he did while he was not on the air? Is that fair? I leave it to you to answer that question. Is it fair for O'Reilly to be sent down the road because of his antics off the air? Who would take him now? His career may be over. He'll write books and do columns and stuff. I think he's 64 or 65 anyway. How old isn't he? Somewhere in that vicinity.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, I mean, he was doing drugs off the air, right? I mean, that's why he was removed from
Limbaugh?
One of the times, right?
No, Limbaugh, what are you talking about? He was on Oxy.
Yeah, he was on Oxy.
Yeah, but he wasn't removed by... He would never be removed unless he wanted to remove himself because it's his program, in a sense. The people at Premier or whoever, I'm trying to remember that.
He was benched for that and advertisers pulled out.
Fleck, Flock, whatever her name was. Susan, what was the name of that woman?
I never paid that much attention to him, so I don't know. I just remember hearing that.
Sarah Fluke. He never got benched, but he changed the fabric of the news talk radio world in terms of advertiser support by that one comment. And so once again, we go back.
And Imus had that problem too, right, with the Rutgers comment.
Yeah, Imus was. That was 10 years ago today too.
Was it really?
10 years ago today was, Imus got thrown off the air because of what he said about the Rutgers. He was off the air for months. Months cost him millions of dollars because of that comment. And so you wonder, is that the worst thing he ever said on the air? Good God, no. Are you kidding? Ugh. But things had changed time-wise, and he didn't keep up with it. And so he said something that if he'd have said it 10 years before, nobody would have paid any attention to it. But it's so, again, that kind of comes back to the same question, Victoria. Is it fair for people to get... he said that while he was on the air, so it was certainly appropriate. But is it fair for O'Reilly to get burnt because of stuff he did while he wasn't on the air? And apparently more people say yes than no, because that's the sum and substance. Is advertisers, when they got wind of that, the women go protest. Because, look at who makes the decisions to buy things. Women. Men don't make decisions. They don't spend the money.
Yep.
Women do. So, here we go. And
I think, if anything, since the election, I think it's proven that I feel personally that 2017 is the year of the consumer. And consumers feel, and I think we're going to see this happen with the United Airlines thing, consumers have more power than they've ever had before. And when you pull your support from a product or a company or a brand, it has a huge impact. And social media plays into that, too. I think you're going to see a lot of this type of stuff happen with consumers, and especially women, if they say, you know what, I'm not going to support someone like that who's sexually harassing his female employees. Right. It's going to have an impact.
Let's take it one step further. What's different about O'Reilly and his piggery off the air and some of the horrendous things that have been, I use the word sung, sort of in quotation marks, said about women in rap music? Why do those people survive is a question that's legitimate. Why do rappers who use the most horrendous references when speaking about women in their songs, mm-hmm. how do they survive and guys like O'Reilly don't?
Well, because you have the choice to buy the music or not. It's pretty cut and dry.
Sure. You've got the choice to watch O'Reilly or not. You don't want to watch him, you turn it off.
No, but the advertisers pulling away, though, they're the middlemen. So there is no middleman.
The support mechanism. So rappers have to sell their music and make money from their own product. Okay.
And I think
advertising.
And it's a really good comparison because if, let's say, a major brand, let's say Nike, was attached to a rap album and mm-hmm. Nike was promoting it, there would be a backlash from a lot of women who are very offended by a lot of rap music. And so mm-hmm. Nike would have probably eventually drop it because, like the Pepsi ad, when people speak out, then it doesn't look good for them.
So then let's turn it one more page. If there's a market for that kind of crap, mm-hmm. and those people make money, then there must be a market for Bill O'Reilly still someplace. So I'm guessing
he's been on for 20 years, right?
So. Yeah, he's been a broadcast for 45 years. So under the circumstances, if there is support for him somewhere else,
mm-hmm. he'll go wherever that is.
The protesters will take root in some circumstance, like the protesters in the Sandra Fluke thing with Limbaugh. They affected the news talk radio business to the tune of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. It really deflated. That one statement by him on the air that one day, it changed the structure of how we do this on the radio as far as advertiser support is concerned. And he will support it. It changed it. And yet, well, Limbaugh has stayed alive and healthy, and so have the other people who have been a member of that flock. Some of us less healthy than others, while we scratch and claw our way back. But it just, and he didn't care, and that's one of the things that I've always kind of liked Rush, but I was really annoyed and kind of still harbor a little anger toward him because he paid no attention or took no responsibility for the remark, which was made, the context of news talk radio is, in a way, say the most outrageous thing, or used to be, can't do it anymore, as with the reference to the Amos thing we were talking about, but say the most outrageous thing you can, get the most people to react to it, and therefore it becomes entertaining. Well, you can't do that anymore. And Limbaugh went too far, according to many. The people who buy the advertising at the agencies are your age and younger. Mm. Women, for the most part, who are in their early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, and when the competitors for the advertising dollar, because those women weren't listening to Rush Limbaugh, but when the competitors went in and said, wow, listen to this, and they'd play a tape of Limbaugh, those women aren't going to buy Rush Limbaugh. And that's when it all fell down, and it fell down fast.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. Lesson. Advertising is not run by, like, madmen anymore. You know, it's not that guys sitting around smoking cigarettes and the women are the, secretaries getting coffee. It's totally, you're right. I mean, the entire brand management and all the advertising and marketing is mostly done by women.
You. It's you.
Yeah.
It's between Kara and you. Kara's age is where about they start, and they go up to about where your age, maybe a little longer, and then they get moved up the ranks in those businesses. But those are the people who make the decisions. And they're having none of that Sandra Fluke stuff. All right, let's do some quick sports news here. A couple of items. Dan Rooney, who ran the Pittsburgh Steelers, he was the good part of this. We're trying to find something good in everything today. The good news about him was he was big in diversity.
He was, yep.
Died at the age of 84 yesterday. His first job with the Steelers, his family actually controlled him, has been in control for 80 years or something? He was a water
Something
boy.
Like that, yeah.
That was cool. He was a water boy. And then he went up the ranks, served as general manager, ran the day-to-day operations of the club. And then his father died. He took over those duties. The Rooneys and the... was that he married into it, I guess? Is that what happened?
No, he, it's his family. His son, I believe, now runs it. Art Rooney Jr. now runs everything with the Steelers, or you know, the controlling interest of it. But the Rooneys and the Maras are kind of considered to be the first families of the NFL, and the Maras, of course, have they started the New York Giants
well,
in 1925.
Mara Rooney is the actress.
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of the daughters.
Yeah, and Kate Mara is also one of the daughters.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the daughters, the Mara family runs the Giants, and the Rooney family ran the Steelers, and they sort of got
they married.
Together. They're
yep.
married. Yeah.
Sounds like an arranged marriage. But yeah, so the passing of Dan Rooney has on social media and across, I mean, tons of celebrities and other NFL people, and they're all paying tribute to someone that everyone considered to be a really good guy.
All right, did you see this silly story from Atlanta the other day? The Braves... souvenirs fell off of a truck on Interstate 75, and it caused a huge backup.
Mm.
So what were the souvenirs? They have tomahawks.
They have the foam fingers, you know, that you stick in your hand.
Oh, they just said,
foam tomahawks. Well, tonight is their first game that the Braves are playing in their new stadium, so that's where the truck was headed. It was supplying the foam tomahawks.
All right. There's got to be something politically incorrect about that somebody's going to find.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 12 minutes for the hour here on the DJV Experience.
China. Just saying that word makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sites and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sites in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan. For just $2,399, it includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4- and 5-star accommodations, excellent English-speaking guides, and a luxury cruise. But it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100. To take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal, go to smarttours.com/FROMERS. That's smartours.com/FROMERS. And don't forget to use FROMER100 for $100 off.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you want to get away, you're a traveler, you'll want to hear what Pauline Frommer has to say about the latest in travel deals. Pauline represents her family, the Frommer family, at Frommers.com. The Frommers Travel Guide, been around for decades as people's route when it comes to deciding or getting information about where to go and how to get there. But you, as well as I and the rest of us, know that it's hard to escape in any travel discussion what happened in Chicago in that United Airlines plane. So we'll get Pauline's perspective on it, and then talk about a trip to Philadelphia. I think that would be in our focus coming up next year.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just 2 simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
56 past the hour here, and so as we travel literally and figuratively into the mind and experience of Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guide, you, as well as everybody else who's an expert in travel, have to have a wrinkle or a spin on the United Airlines situation. What do they do? What do travel agents say when they, even though a lot of people just go direct to the airline now, but if you're...
Well, I'm not a travel agent, so I have no idea. I don't think travel agents have anything to do with this. I think what this has to do with is, as I said before on this show, we have a monopoly in this country. There are four airlines that control 85% of the routes. That means a boycott of United or any other airline where there's a disastrous, really terrible situation like this won't work. And what the root of this is two things. We have a regulation in place that allows a company to sell something and then take it away with no legal ramifications. That's crazy. That's cuckoo. I don't think they should be able to bump people from flights. I don't think they should be able to overbook. And number two is we had a police aggressiveness that was out of control. The police acted in a really disrespectful, strange manner. And apparently those police officers are being reprimanded. They're being put on administrative leave. And the head of United is saying we're not going to get the police involved in cases like this anymore because the man didn't break the law. He simply was doing not what the airline wanted. So I think we need to change the regulations. I don't think they should be allowed to bump because passengers have no way of fighting back against that type of behavior. There are certain airports where you only can fly United because that's the way the market is nowadays.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. The rules, the law, the Congress has to get involved and change these things to not only not allow this sort of thing to happen, but when you get bumped and you are getting something in return, what oftentimes you get in return, depending on the airline, is worthless after a year. So if you don't travel for the next year, you forfeited whatever because they say, okay, you got to use it in a year. Give them cash.
Well, yeah.
And that's it. You paid cash for the ticket, so I'll give you tax back, your cash back again, right?
If you do accept being bumped and they offer you money or a free trip, take the cash. Insist on the cash because if you take the voucher, that puts you into the same bucket as frequent flyer miles mm-hmm. people. And everybody knows how hard it is to redeem those frequent flyer miles right now.
That's a good tip.
So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's what you want to do. And remember, if you do get involuntarily bumped, you are owed 400 times the value of your ticket, up to $1,350. Don't accept anything less.
$1,350 or nothing. Sounds mm-hmm. like the, what is that, the old express, the old $49.50 or fight when we were trying to change the boundaries of our country. All right, Pauline, good food for thought. Thank you, Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.